This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Continuing our investment theme this morning with both Dubai and Abu Dhabi going to the bond markets, we're looking a little bit closer to home, if you like. HB Investments, HBI, the private investment company owned by beauty blogger Huda Kattan, has taken a stake in the online resale marketplace, The Luxury Closet. She's the woman who sells a lot of cosmetics. They are the people who will hook you up with a second-hand Louis Vuitton handbag. We are speaking now to Kunal Kapoor, who is the CEO and founder of The Luxury Closet. Kunal, good morning.
Yes, hi, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Do you want to quickly remind us of your business model before we dig into this new investment from Huda Kattan's company?
Sure, absolutely. So The Luxury Closet is the leading luxury marketplace in the region. So basically what that means is make it very, very simple for sellers who have brands like Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Rolex to sell their products. We offer a white glove service for them, which means somebody will come to your house, guide you on the pricing, styling, what to sell, not to sell. And then we take care of all the operations.
Right.
On the buyer side, it makes it then, since we are warehousing the products, it makes it very simple to browse them or to come and collect them from our office. And then we ship these products globally.
Okay, and you've obviously caught the eye of HB Investments, Huda Beauty. How much is her company investing and what size stake in The Luxury Closet are they taking?
So we're in process to raise $11 million round, and they've invested as part of it. And we thought it was a good idea to make the announcement since you were very excited about it.
Along with taking a stake in the company, I mean, is she getting a share of the company? How does the investment work?
Yes, much like any VC investor. So, Huda Beauty Investments is, as you mentioned, the private arm of the founders of Huda Beauty, and they look at companies where they may be able to help like more than the money and. Then they focus on these companies and they make these investments. So The Luxury Closet, of course, is very close. It's in the fashion luxury space. And what is very interesting is that the founders have built one of the most amazing consumer businesses, ground up from social. Huda Beauty has one of the largest Instagram accounts, the third most followed Instagram account of any influencer, and. And then they launched their cosmetics business from there. And we've built a business which is a more traditional e-commerce. Everybody comes to our platform instead of going to the Instagram site. 25% of the company's engineers. So now what is going to be interesting is to actually for us to use their skill set and their experience to kind of make a pivot to social. So we want to be the largest, the most followed Instagram site for resale in the world. So our ambition has also become larger and has become global.
Right. So they're going to help you with the social side. What will the money allow you to do?
Well, the money will allow us to expand globally as well. In the last 6 months, things have been progressing quite a lot. So we've grown pretty fast. Even during the pandemic, things have gone, they're accelerated because sustainability is becoming more important to the consumers. It's the time when you think about what is sustainable, you want to buy sustainable. And also, of course, we're online, so the transaction is much, much easier to do, when you don't have to go to a store.
When I think about, though, sustainability and waste and being more conscious of such things during the pandemic, I think of not throwing out a head of broccoli rather than buying a Louis Vuitton handbag. What have you seen in terms of people's shopping habits during COVID?
So that is a great question. So I must say, like before, when kind of the situation started, we had similar questions. We were like, listen, it would now be a time, that people will invest in a Louis Vuitton bag. The answer is overwhelmingly yes. And I wonder why that is so. So first, I think that, what is the purpose of fashion or what is the purpose of luxury? Some will say that it's so that you look better for others. I would actually say that it's so that you look better for yourself. And maybe now is the time when people are at home and they want to feel great, and that is perhaps one of the purposes of fashion. So they buy products, they feel great, and the industry continues, and because it's very fundamental to who we are.
Have you seen a change in what people are buying, though? I mean, I know globally, clothing sales, stuff from the waist up, has been selling more than from the waist down because Zoom calls. And also accessories globally have taken a bit of a hit because people aren't necessarily going out. So where are you carrying your handbag?
So I would go back to the investment theme. I think that when people buy high-end, and especially when they buy from a company that does resale, where they know what value the product will have tomorrow. So if in case they wanna resell it, what value the product will have. I would imagine they buy much more with an investment mindset, knowing all of this. So our sales, I would say, yes, clothing has increased. But one of the surprises that we've seen is that watches has increased quite a lot. It's been one of the fastest growth sectors, segments for us.
How have you had to change the way you do business? You were talking earlier about the white glove service, going to people's houses, going through their closets, telling them what to keep, what to sell. I mean, presumably that's been limited in the last 6 months.
Absolutely, that's correct. I think one of the good things is that the Dubai government has treated e-commerce companies as a vital sector and allowed them to operate. So being an e-commerce company, it meant that even things were shutting down, you could actually keep your warehouses operating, not your offices, but really your core warehousing or logistics operations could keep running. So that is very important. So that was the first thing that we needed to make sure that continues. Second is, of course, making sure hygiene will follow WHO guidelines on hygiene practices for the warehouse. And then, of course, as you mentioned, it's not a time when people want others to come to their house. So we started virtual appointments. We started appointments via Zoom, and then, eventually picking up the items kind of in a touch-free. And that worked out pretty well.
And thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. And again, Mabrook, congratulations on that investment from Huda Katan's company. Kunal Kapoor, the founder and CEO of The Luxury Closet, speaking to us about the $11 million that they have raised that HBI Investments is a part of.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.